Welcome back. It is 10 minutes after 6, and in this segment, I have some very bad news for you. If you are at all worried about what's happening in this world, I'm so sorry to bring this to you, but apparently there has been a bit of tragedy in the cartoon world. I now give you audio of a conversation that happened that will be aired and televised. I believe it happened last night. This is real serious tragedy. Please get a napkin, a Kleenex, something to dab your eyes with.
Man, oh man, do I love my job. Hey, Mr. Krabs, what's the good word?
Well, actually, SpongeBob, there's two words. And they're not very good. You're fired.
What?
Fired?
Well, you see, I've been doing some calculating and, you know, crunching the old numbers. And it turns out that I'll save a whole nickel if I cut your salary.
How about if I work for free?
Yeah, I looked into that. Apparently, it's illegal. And I lose my vendor's license, blah, 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 blah. You know I love you like a son, but you can't argue with a nickel.
You can't. So SpongeBob is now unemployed. And in the episode, SpongeBob is very upset about being unemployed. His friend Patrick, however, you know, the really stupid one, is very happy about unemployment. He calls it glorious unemployment. He says it can be fun because you get all kinds of free stuff and you've got more time to relax.
Oh, God. SpongeBob is getting political, or is this a put-on?
Nope, this is not a put-on. This is a real...
Is this something from the Koch brothers or
no.
What?
No. Oh, shut your pie hole. So here we go. Of course, because SpongeBob is unemployed and Patrick, the brainless starfish, loves it, and SpongeBob, after one day, goes, I can't take this anymore. I've got to find a job. Of course, Al Sharpton has to chime in about this horrible, horrible situation.
SpongeBob SquarePants. The GOP is now using the lovable cartoon Sea Sponge as a new way to attack the safety net. So a sponge who lives in a pineapple under the sea doesn't need government help. That means no one does. Republicans need to get a life.
Preach it.
And life isn't a cartoon. In fact, what's going on now is appalling.
Come on.
Tomorrow, 47 million Americans will see their food stamp benefits cut. They're not mooches.
No.
87% of those households include children, seniors, or the disabled.
And
900,000 of those people are veterans. They served their country and now need some help.
Yes.
That's real from him?
That is a real speech from Al Sharpton.
That's him saying that SpongeBob SquarePants is...
Yep. Yep.
If SpongeBob says it's okay to cut Social Security or food stamps, then it's okay.
Then obviously this is a GOP ploy to harm the elderly, kill veterans, and stomp on children. This is clearly an... Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Al, have you looked at the statistics of what the black unemployment rate is under Obama? Ooh, gosh, that's inconvenient. It's highest than it's ever been. Oh, that's bad. That's really, really bad. Oh, Al, 49% of Americans are getting some kind of government subsidy. That's not good. Doggone it. And all that happened under Obama. Huh. Oh, but you know what? We got to be upset at SpongeBob SquarePants. That is what we need to be upset about.
To hear Al Sharpton say, they're not moochers. Wow.
You consider them all moochers?
No. The Reverend Sharpton has no apparent means of employment.
There it is right there. That statement. They're all moochers. Nobody has said those that are getting government assistance are all moochers. Not one person. You tell me the name, the time, and the place where a Republican, a conservative, a Tea Partier, a Libertarian has come out and said everyone on a government assistance program is a moocher. It's never happened. The issue is it has to be reformed. And when you have a reform, you've got to start making cutbacks somewhere. And that's where the political start. That's where the political stuff starts. Oh, you just want to kill old people. You want to hurt the children. You want to make
the argument is that the argument is that there can be cuts made elsewhere first before cuts are made in these social programs.
Nope. The social programs are the biggest expense in our budget. They have got to be hit with cuts. That's all there is to it.